You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, muchachitos. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you're doing splendid today on this early November day of 2017. Before we begin talking about the sham and outrage that is bottled water, please go to our website, which is naturopathicearth.com, N-A-T-U-R-O-P-A-T-H-I-C. Check out our articles. I just wrote one today on a definitive guide to hummus. As you guys know, I love the hummus, but there's some toxins in the commercial store-bought hummus that we need to avoid. Speaking of, vegetable oils, most of them have vegetable oils and don't use olive oils because they're always on the cheap. A lot of them put water in there, for example, the Target variety. The second ingredient's water. Again, it's filler, right? Because they don't want to give us quality ingredients if they don't have to. So definitely check out that article on the website. All right, so I wanted to bring up water because this is always, this topic irks me all the time. And I love my students as a whole at my high school. I get the better quality students. And we do these things called medical minutes where two students a day will read a medical article of their choice. They find an article on nutrition or medications or whatever. And it's like they know what articles to read to get my blood boiling. And so on occasion, they'll read something about water, bottled water. And they just, I think they like to get the reaction out of me because they know I will pontificate and I will go off on a tangent like I do on MPE here and talk, and they're like, yeah, just waste time, Mr. Like, keep talking, you know, the bell's gonna ring sooner. But bottled water bothers me, and I've never understood. It's like we're sheeple and we have to unlearn what we've learned. And I think just like with shampoos and deodorants and all these things that have been around since we were born, we just make the assumption that they're there, therefore they're good for us, therefore we should use them. And bottled water is a perfect example. It's a perfect example. So in this episode, we're going to talk about reasons why you should not be drinking bottled water. All right, and as usual, these are no particular order of importance. But number one, stricter regulation. Look, bottled water is regulated by the FDA, while tap water is regulated by the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. While I'm not a hero or advocate really for either of these organizations because I think they've been completely bought out by big business. And we talked about the revolving door. I had a lot of these executives for big business, big chemical, big food rotate through the FDA and EPA. I have much less trust in the FDA than I do in the EPA. Now, the EPA is a lot of fluoride in the water, and they're nominally responsible for the plastics and so forth. But the FDA, I have absolutely no respect. Either way, the EPA typically has tighter restrictions and inspection regimens, while the FDA has less stringent disclosure of consumer information, so access for what the consumers can see. So in terms of vis-a-vis bottled water, the FDA is not required disclosure of bottled water sources, treatment processes, or any contaminant reports. So for example, if your tap water source is public, however, the EPA is required to send an annual water quality report to its residents disclosing this information. So there's a lot more transparency when it comes to your tap water than what's in bottled water. Now, they're both going to have a lot of contaminants like chlorine, radon, and fluoride. But nominally speaking, your tap water is cleaner because it is checked more often than bottled water. All right, the second reason why you should not be drinking bottled water is that it's bad for the environment. It's bad for the environment. Now, plastics, which we'll talk about in a second, of course, because you know anything that's enclosed in plastics, you know I'm going to get to what I'm going to get to about it. But in general, plastics, most people, and the stat that I've seen is about 70% of people don't recycle. They don't recycle. So these plastic bottles, you know, you get this bottled water for 99 cents, whatever, you drink it, and then you throw it in the trash. Well, that plastic is not getting recycled, so it's just going to go to a landfill. And a lot of you guys know those landfills, the plastic takes thousands of years to degrade. And there's estimates showing that Americans purchase enough bottled water to circle the globe more than five times. Where do you think all this goes? You know, a lot of it's going to go to landfills and a lot of it goes to the oceans. That's why we have these big, gigantic trash islands in the Pacific and other parts of the oceans, the seven seas of the world. So ideally, guys, why are we using plastic bottles if we can use something like stainless steel or glass, which is recyclable? All right, the third reason why you should stay away from bottled water is that it's expensive. It's expensive. All right, the third reason why you should avoid bottled water is that it's a gigantic sham. Now, depending on the study you look at, anywhere from 25 to 50% of bottled water does not come from some spring in California that's oozing out of Yosemite National Park, or of course, Ozarka water, right? It's not coming from southwestern Missouri, from some natural springs. 25 to 50% of water, bottled water, comes from tap. It is tap water. It's just great advertising, like everything. Advertising, that their raison d'etre, their whole reason why they exist, is to manipulate our view or manipulate our perspective. And so we think automatic, oh, bottled water, oh, it's cleaner for us. Oh, look on the back, having them come from Cincinnati. It'll say Cincinnati Water Supply, Municipal Water, Cincinnati Municipal Water, Houston Municipal Water. It's a gigantic sham. Now, granted, sometimes what they'll do is after they pull out the water from the municipal supply of Walla Walla, Washington or something like that, sometimes they do filter it. Sometimes they radiate it, the water, with ultraviolet light before selling it to you. But of course, they're going to mark up the price. And that's the thing with all these things. Anything that already come in packages, and let's say shredded cheese, for example. But anything that already comes in a convenient form for you, they mark up the price, they mark up the convenience. And if you look at the two most popular brands of water, Aquafina and Dasani, who owns Aquafina and Dasani? Pepsi and Coke. Pepsi and Coke. So they're like, yeah, well, you might not be drinking enough soda anymore because you know we're bad, but we're still going to get your money through the water because you're sheeple. And you don't know any better. So guys, it's a complete sham. Even the water that does come from, you know, the Rocky Mountains and so forth is not even cleaner than typical tap water, which we'll get to in a second. All right, the fourth reason why you should avoid bottled water is that it's not cleaner than tap water. They have done tons of studies on this, even Scientific America, if you want something reputable with some cachet. They've done studies on this showing that there's a higher level of microbes, of pathogenic bacteria in bottled water than there is in tap water. Now, a lot of this makes sense because once water is in a container, if it has any pathogens in it, it's in a perfect vacuum state to grow. And so microbes are going to grow much faster than in, let's say, tap water, where theoretically it's a flowing water. Like, for example, here in San Antonio, we have an aquifer, the St. Edward's Aquifer, which is a gigantic lake. about the size of Connecticut that's under the hill country of Texas. That's where we get our water. And it's just a gigantic cavern, free-flowing. And I guess the best analogy would be like, let's say in a river, right? We know not to drink stagnant water in a river or in a pond where there's no circulation. But where the river is flowing, there's a current, that water's cleaner. It's kind of the same thing here. Once they fill up the water into a bottle, it's in a vacuum and therefore microbes can grow. That is problematic. Also, higher rate of phthalates, higher rate of mold, higher rate of benzene, higher rate of trihalomethanes, arsenic. These have all been found in bottled water. Okay, so it is like a stagnant cesspool of disease. Get out. All right, the fifth reason why you want to avoid bottled water is, of course, you know, I'm going to hit this one. It's the BPA. It's the plastics. You know, I'm like the plastic junkie. Why are we going to, and I've talked about this in previous episodes about plastics. It's like, it's one thing if you're getting a bag of chips that's in plastics because the chips are not touching the plastic, but liquids like soups, waters, sodas, the plastic is leaching. Now, most bottled water is category one, which is not officially bisphenol A. Bisphenol A is category number 7 on all the plastics. Look on the bottom. There's a 1 through 7 classification system. Again, go back to the episode on plastics. But there is a plasticizer in there. Whatever that allowed that shape of that Aquafina or whatever supermarket brand water to take that shape, those plasticizers are still in the bottle. And so when you fill up this water, which was made 8 months ago, for all we know, the plastics are leaching in. And then you drink them. And we've already know, we've talked about exhaustively the effects of plastics on our health. It is a xenoestrogen, it's a fake estrogen, and it screws around with our endocrine system, and it leads to a higher rate of cancer, a higher rate of thyroid problems, higher rate of infertility, higher rate of, as I mentioned, breast cancer. It's highly problematic, guys. Plastics are a bad thing. So whereas with tap water, now don't get me wrong, tap water has issues. At least with tap water, you can fill up tap water into a stainless steel or glass or ceramic. But when you're drinking water that's been in plastic for months, and this isn't even mentioned, and lots of times this water is made and stored in warehouses in the summer that might not even be AC'd. And so it's hot, and then those bottles leach out even more plastics. So it's infuriating. Now, guys, if you're going to drink plastic water bottles, just know as soon as you open it, boom, it's even decomposing faster once the oxygen gets in there. And you need to drink that water within an hour. Please, please, por favor, don't keep drinking or reusing that plastic bottle over and over. And I did this when I was a kid too. You drink it and you're like, oh, I'm going to keep it as a container for water. Oh, I'm going to fill it up with Crystal Light, you know. Oh, I'm going to fill it up with Sunny D. No, please don't do that. Please don't do that. So again, plastics, we know there's no such thing as bisphenol A free. All plasticizers are bad. Just stay away. Get out of it completely. All right, the sixth reason why you need to avoid bottled water, it's because it's the biggest sham of all time. Why are we paying for something that we're getting essentially free? We pay for water, right, in our house, okay? So the estimates are that bottled water costs about 2,000 times more than tap water. And as I mentioned before, a lot of it has to do with the plastic encasing and then the way that they treat the water and filter it out. And so they mark up the price. But we're already paying for tap water in our house through our utility bill. So then why are we paying for something that's already free or that we're paying through the utility bill? If you look at the amount spent, and it's similar to what I've told people about, let's say, Starbucks. If you buy a $4 Starbucks every day during the week, it adds up to being about $1,200 a year on coffee. Okay, so it's at least you're getting coffee, right? The estimates are if you're buying bottled water, because a lot of people, we buy bottled water every time we go to the supermarket, every Sunday or whatever, we buy the bottles of water, and it adds up to thousands of dollars, guys. It's a complete waste of money. It's like one of the greatest advertising spins of all time is to convince people to buy something that they don't need to buy because it's free. It's free. All right, so look, there's times where we have to use bottled water. Let's say you've went to Haiti and you're moving to a place that's got dysentery and cholera and the water's filthy on one side of the lake. There's a cow defecating into the water, and on the other side of the lake, somebody's drawing water. I get it. There's times where we have to use water. But as a whole, in America or England, because I have listeners in England, New Zealand, anywhere in the Commonwealth, there's really no legitimate reason to use bottled water. Almost all of you have a Yeti or some sort of stainless steel or glass container. Just fill up your water at home. Just fill up your water at home and just use that. And then wherever you're at work, just use that container to fill up your water. That being said, water, bottled or tap, both have fluoride. And we've already talked about the problems with fluoride. So you're not going to escape fluoridated water. You're not going to escape it. Partly because, again, half of the bottled water is coming from the tap supply. But typically, bottled companies, Aquafina, Dasani, they're the ones, Ozarka, they treat their water with fluoride. They treat their water with fluoride. And you're like, well, Gregory, why are they drinking without fluoride if it's lowers your IQ? Da, da, da. Well, that's a great question. You know, I don't know. Is that population control? It's easier to control a docile population. And I'll go back to my episode on fluoridated water. But my point is that you're not escaping that either way. So the only way you're going to escape fluoridated water is buying distilled water, but of course, distilled water comes in plastics. And going back to tap water, I'm not by any means saying tap water is a saint. Most of our water comes to us either in rusty old copper pipes, or more often than not, in new houses, it's going to come in PVC pipes. PVC is a class 2A carcinogen, especially if you work in a factory that's making it. But that water is coming in through plastic pipes. So it's very difficult in general to avoid all of this. But my big takeaway here, guys, is just step back, especially if you use a lot of bottled water, and just step back and introspect. And just wonder, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And are there other ways where I can still get the convenience of bottled water without using bottled water? And in the long run, you'll be saving money and you'll be saving your gonads. And your gonads, your testes, your ovaries, they'll be happy and you'll be happy. So if you're not really big into saving the environment, save the testicle. Save the testicle. All right. So, guys, as always, post a review for Naturopathic Earth Radio, Confessions of an Obese Child, and Kate's Apothecary. We would really appreciate it, and spread the word about our little mom, pa, teacher podcast. Until next time, guys, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.